NAVED TRA 14167 Foxtrot, Naval Safety Supervisor, Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 3, Mishap Causes, Prevention, and Hazard Abatement. 1. What is defined as any unplanned or unexpected event causing personnel injury, occupational illness, death, material loss or damage, or an explosion of any kind? Mishap. 2. What causes are all the factors that made up the chain of events leading to the primary cause of the mishap? Contributing. 3. Between 50 and what percent of mishap investigations conclude that the primary cause of the mishap was human error? 75. 4. What refers to the technology involved in helping people physically adjust to their workplace? Ergonomics. 5. What acts as a general anesthetic for those parts of the brain which suppress, control, and inhibit thoughts, feelings, and actions? Alcohol. 6. What term refers to the mixing of two or more drugs? Polydrugs. 7. Intense light reflected in random directions causes what? Glare. 8. What is the process of eliminating mishap-producing causes before a mishap occurs? Mishap prevention. 9. How many methods are used to control the impact of hazards? 3. 10. What is the physical separation of people from contact with a hazard? Isolation. 11. What is the control of potentially hazardous airborne substances through the movement of air? Ventilation. 12. What is the dilution of an airborne substance by mixing it with the surrounding uncontaminated air? General ventilation. 13. What employs special operating procedures to reduce the exposure of personnel to hazards? Administrative control. 14. The use of what is the least preferred method of hazard control? Personal protective equipment, Papa Papa Echo. 15. Investigations of alleged imminent danger situations are made within how long? 24 hours. 16. The Shore OSH office or a float safety officer will provide an interim or final response in writing to the originator of the reported condition within how many working days of receipt of the hazard report? 10. 17. What tracks aviation hazard report corrective actions? Naval Safety Center. 18. What can be used to report near mishaps? Safety grams. 19. What is an occurrence that, except for proximity or timely action, would have resulted in damage or injury to personnel? Near mishap. 20. Each identified hazard that cannot be corrected immediately is assigned a what? Risk Assessment Code, Romeo Alpha Charlie. 21. What is an assessment of the worst potential consequence that is likely to occur as a result of a deficiency? Hazard Severity. 22. What hazard severity category indicates the hazard may cause death or loss of a facility? Category 1, catastrophic. 23. What hazard severity category indicates the hazard may cause severe injury, severe occupational illness, or minor property damage? Category 2, critical. 24. What hazard severity category indicates the hazard may cause minor injury, minor occupational illness, or minor property damage? Category 3, marginal. 25. What hazard severity category indicates the hazard probably would not affect personnel safety or health, but is nevertheless in violation of a NAVOSH standard? Category 4, negligible. 26. What is the likelihood that a hazard will result in a mishap? Mishap probability. 27. Ashore civilian and military hazard correction is documented on what form? OPNAV 5100/12. 28. Ashore, a formal installation hazard abatement plan, records deficiencies assigned RACs 1, 2, and 3 that require more than how many days for correction? 30. 29. What is the hazard abatement plan for forces afloat? CSMP, Charlie Sierra, Mike Papa. 30. A ship, shipyard, or intermediate maintenance activity that has NAVOSH deficiencies it cannot correct should submit a request to the WUT for either an alteration equivalent to repair or a ship alteration. Type Commander. 31. The Activity Safety Office approves interim protective measures for found deficiencies in effect for more than how many days? 60. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.